Are there any key action items you think need to be addressed early on in this next session?
Absolutely. I don't know how much time you have, but I definitely have a list here. I mean, I think we have some glaring issues that we actually have been working on even before the legislative session has officially begun, and those are the big ones. I mean, we have, of course, our Helene recovery effort in the legislature, and also I would lift up to this morning child care reform. So those are the two big issues, I think, that need immediate attention in the General Assembly as we're looking at, of course, a $50 billion problem in our Western North Carolina area for Helene recovery. You probably have read, as I have, that our congressional delegation has been doing a great job in Washington, D.C., particularly our Senators Tillis and Senator Budd, and making sure that FEMA is operating in Western North Carolina, extending those housing vouchers and making sure those people have a place to stay as the cold weather continues this winter. But that is not, of course, even a little bit of the work ahead of us at the General Assembly in dealing with Helene recovery. We have a lot of funding issues to look at. We have regulatory reform issues to look at. And that's why we have a select committee set aside that I'm a member of that's going to be meeting for the second time and the first time in this new session probably next week to start doing significant work on these issues, which the people of Western North Carolina absolutely deserve. The other issue I was going to tap into is the child care stabilization grants from ARPA, the federal dollars that came down during COVID. Those are, as you know, expiring and dropping off. So we are dealing with somewhat of a child care crisis in North Carolina. And that is, we have a high demand from our workforce. We have child care centers that are becoming fewer and fewer in North Carolina. And child care is very, very expensive. So we have in front of us an effort to bring in all stakeholders, a multi-stakeholder process to try to figure out how we can prop up our child care system in North Carolina. And I think you will see a significant effort, bipartisan effort in the General Assembly to get the solution done for our workers and our parents when it comes to high quality and affordable child care in North Carolina.
Well, let me piggyback on the aid for a second as it relates to Western North Carolina. Is there a kind of a wait and see approach with the General Assembly to see what sort of resources and dollars the federal government gives you before you tap into more state money?
Right. So I think, well, we don't want to take a wait-and-see approach if we don't have to, but we also want to be smart about how we use state dollars when we are pulling down federal dollars. The idea here is, for example, if we're able to use federal dollars to pay for, say, a water project, rebuilding water infrastructure in Western North Carolina, a project that could cost $20, $30, $40 million to do, it doesn't make sense for the state to invest state dollars to pay completely for a water project that's going to take a long time to rebuild. And using those state dollars for that project would disqualify the state from pulling down federal dollars for that same project. As I said before, the recovery in Western North Carolina is a $50 billion with a B dollar project. That is a lot of money, and the state can't on its own pay for that recovery and take care of all the other state needs that we have. We have to be able to rely on federal assistance for this. So I think what you have been seeing, and it has been a little confusing, I think, for the average news consumer about what is the complication with the General Assembly being careful about the timing of using dollars. And what I just explained to you is a good example of that due diligence that we are having to employ in this situation in order for these projects to get done in a timely way, an efficient way, and using the best, having the best use of these dollars for these big projects in that area.
I want to change gears on you in the time that we have left. Governor Stein yesterday issued an executive order on reproductive freedoms. Curious what you made of that order by the governor yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that order. I didn't read it in depth, but I did see that he did issue an executive order on reproductive freedoms. What can I say? I think that that he's just lifting up that issue for all the people that are worried about reproductive freedoms in North Carolina. I look forward to looking at the order and seeing what it actually does, and then maybe making a statement about it later.
Sure. There's a new Speaker of the House in Raleigh. Destin Hall, the state representative, will be the new Speaker after Tim Moore has joined the congressional delegation. Is the dynamic going to be different with this Speaker versus Speaker Moore?
Well, I'm sure it's a different person with a different personality who has different ideas that could vary a little bit from Speaker Moore about how to conduct General Assembly business. I can tell you that I've known Destin Hall for several years now. He's a very, very smart person. He's very ambitious, and he's very interested in getting to work immediately. I think that you'll see an interest by Chairman Hall or Speaker Hall now, and a lot of members of the General Assembly to tackle big issues like cutting taxes, making affordability an issue for people of North Carolina, and making cost of living, bringing that cost of living down a little bit. I think Destin would like to see education reform, and that would include supporting our students, our teachers, and school security, and also educational freedom. It's a big package in education. I think we need to take a holistic approach about approaching it so we can boost those education outcomes. Transportation funding, mental and behavioral health, I think those are all big issues facing North Carolina right now. And I think Speaker Hall knows that. And I think we're ready to get started once the General Assembly gets underway in earnest here in a couple of weeks.
And to be able to tackle these issues, though, obviously going to need the support of the other chamber, the state Senate. How do you work with that body to get some of these legislative agenda items accomplished?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that we do have a good working relationship with the Senate. And I think I would just say that these issues we're talking about here, most of them, maybe not all of them, but, you know, when we're talking about mental and behavioral health, when we're talking about education, we might differ a little bit on how we get to the goal line. But I think as far as the Republicans go, I think that we're pretty united on what we want to see happen. And that's making sure we put in place policies that help children succeed, help the healthcare system work more efficiently and effectively for families. We want to be able to use our dollars, our state dollars, our state taxpayer dollars in an efficient way to solve some transportation funding solutions. There's innovative ideas that are getting floated around right now in the General Assembly and how to make it more equitable when it comes to how we fund our transportation system through some transportation-related taxing. Always keeping in mind that we want to lower those costs for North Carolinians and make improve the cost of living here in North Carolina. I think we're all on the same page for that. How we get to that goal may differ, but I think that we are on a road where you'll see us be able to solve those problems in a collaborative way, not just bicameral across the water fountain, or so to speak, but also across the aisle. So I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to get a lot done this legislative session.
Any idea when the session might end?
Well, you know, I'm always hopeful that we will be able to end the legislative session in a long session by July 4th. I think that's always the goal. But this is my third term, Chris, and I've been in for, you know, two prior terms, and that has never happened. But I look forward to working hard as long as it takes for us to get these things done. I think it's incumbent on all of us that represent the people and are serving in the General Assembly in Raleigh to take as long as we need and in a timely fashion to be able to deliver for the people. I'm from North Carolina and my 90,000 constituents here in Southern Lake County.
Right, Representative Aaron Perret. Representative Perret, always appreciate your time and your perspective and look forward to visiting again very soon on a number of other great topics. Thank you so much.
Perfect, Chris. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.